Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
In just a moment, I'm going to give you the secret you need to not only help build the new American dream, but in the process, win a new car. The amazing new Toyota Prius. It's all part of the new American dream. Voice of the Earth Radio Network. When we return here on the Wildside News.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Glad you can join us here on the Wildside News. You know, this is exciting. I've been waiting for this show for a while because one of my listeners may be the one who may be driving a brand new Toyota Prius a couple of months from now. And to tell us about that and why such will help create the new American dream, I'm thrilled to welcome Diane Wood, Executive Director of thenewamericandream.com. Now, the New American Dream has been working on the dream for 8 years now. Diane, what is that dream?
Hi, Sydney. Nice to be here. Well, that dream is helping Americans really actually go back to what was the original dream of having freedom, security, quality in life, but not have the bigger is better sort of flawed distortion of the dream that we are currently living under. So what we want to do is sort of restore the original values of the American dream, but in such a way that it's sustainable, that we're not destroying our planet in the process.
Now, you've been at this for 8 years. How are things progressing?
Well, we are amazed how many people resonate with what we're saying. We are growing steadily, constantly. In fact, we're up to now about, as of today, 61,000 activist members. And we feel that people are longing for our message. We find that we have people knocking on our door almost every day to learn more and how they can take back control of their life, in a sense, and do less damage to the planet at the same time.
You know, consumerism is a huge part of how we see ourselves as Americans. And it's we live in an age where there are miraculous things to purchase and to have. And I guess there's some, and we certainly don't want to limit that, because the miraculous nature of the stuff that we can get is truly amazing. However, there's a price we pay for being consumers by nature or by training. It's a burden, isn't it?
It is, and we are not about we're not against consumption in any way. Consumption is what keeps the economy going. We all need things, and we also have fun with our things. But it's just smart consumption, buying wisely, and thinking about the difference between need and want, and kind of keeping your distance from being over-marketed to being convinced that you will be happier if you have more things, and stay in control of that and not have that control you.
So how are you helping people to sort of restructure their lives? We might talk about this, particularly as it relates to the Christmas and holiday season, where consumption is an important part of the entire matrix of that. So how can you help people? Let's start out with some practical applications of how people might approach this season. Let's talk about the individual buyers. Let's start with that a little bit.
Sure. Well, I welcome people also just to get familiar with our website, newdream.org, and spend some time there, because we have a whole section on simplifying the holidays right now, and they can find as many tips as they want.
I'll just say it's a miraculous website. You have a lot of terrific information. I have a link on the show page today, and so do that, because this is really how you work.
Sydney, thanks a lot. It is a way for people to look from themselves as individuals in terms of where they are in their own life and what we call this work and spend cycle, but also to look at the role they can play as a citizen in trying to influence the market and have more green products actually available for them. And we also offer people a chance on our site to speak out, speak up against unsustainable practices and speak out for the good. And regarding the holidays and your comment there, one of our key recommendations is stop and pause. People get in a frenzy. And then in January, they have buyer's remorse, regret, and feel like, whoa, I'm feeling very hollow after all this. And having thought this is the time when you're supposed to be reflecting on joy and family and friends and giving. So we find that just stopping, giving yourself a break and saying, what do I want out of this holiday? What was sacred when I was a child? What do I want to share with my loved one, my families, my partner, my friends? And make a list. Actually write down, these are the things that are important to me. And then look at the list of to-dos that you've got in front of you to make the holidays right. And see if they match. See if what's important to you is even on that list of to-do. And usually it isn't. And start taking some things off. Do less of the things that you think are necessary to have a perfect holiday.
And then what happens? I mean, what's the payout there?
Well, what we do find is that people stop focusing on buying things and giving things. And they move towards the non-material parts of the holiday. And, of course, we care deeply about that, just for the welfare of the environment. You know, in fact, we've heard 2.65 billion Christmas cards are sold each year, filling a football field 10 stories high.
Wow.
And all we advocate, send one card less, and you save about 50,000 cubic yards of paper.
Wow.
And the same with ribbon. In fact, you could use the amount of ribbon that's wrapped around the gifts could wrap around the earth. Nice gift wrap, but not a good one.
Not a good present to the earth.
No, and the landfills, you know, you get tons more just from November through January of stuff, paper, unwanted gifts, stuff. So what we're suggesting is that people look at other ways to give. We even have in our Inbalance newsletter, you can get off the web, a certificate that says, buy me nothing, I'll still love you, which you can give to someone.
You know, I like to make things. I think that's a lot of people really appreciate that, too. It's so personal, and it doesn't have to be a big present or something amazing, but just making something for friends and family is a worthy thing.
I do, too. In fact, my daughters and I have just finished making paper mache fruit bowls out of junk mail. We've accumulated newspapers and all that unwanted stuff that comes through your mail slot, and it's a messy project, but we have blow up a balloon, mold a bowl around it, and we're now ready to paint them, and
Run.
That's what we're going to give to everybody.
You see, there's the payout as well. You're doing something with your kids. It's creative. It's meaningful. It will have meaning as the season progresses.
Right, and it does mean, though, often, because it takes more time. There's no doubt about it. It does mean taking something else off your list. Don't do something that had you rushing around. In my case, I made a pledge I won't go to the mall. I'm just going to make it through the holiday season without going to a mega mall and rushing around. I want to buy local when I buy, and I want to make things. And that's another thing we advocate.
Now, just because people, I'm sure, are curious, we're going to be getting to your contest.
Yes. Okay.
Before we get off air here. You know, let's talk about how, now families are difficult, families and friends and extended families, because, you know, we're all kind of committed to having to purchase or give gifts. How can families better their way with this?
Well, we would say start small. You don't want to just have an epiphany and then say to your family and extended family, as of now we're going to do our holidays completely differently, because there are a lot of patterns in place that can cause some hurt and disappointment. But we do suggest that you choose one gift per family rather than give to every relative in a family. And we have some people who do the whole idea of what's called a Secret Santa if you're celebrating Christmas, and you draw a name out of a hat, and that's the family that you choose, and you give something to that family. We also do really think that it's wonderful if you can send gifts that you've made. And that starts a process of people focusing a little bit less on tallying up, oh, well, she gave me this last year, now I need to do the same thing for them. And slowly over time, people begin to go, oh, this is much more refreshing, much more freeing. And now I'm actually enjoying being with my family. I'm enjoying the relatives coming to visit because of the time we're going to have sitting around playing an old-fashioned board game rather than looking to see if we all gave equal amounts to one another.
I can recall a Christmas at a family with a family member where it was really quite astonishing. They had young kids, and I can recall as a kid I'd get three or four nice little gifts, toys that I valued tremendously. God bless my family, but literally the gift giving to the kids went on for hours. They had to take a break.
Yes.
Astonishing.
And I've done that. I've horrified myself with my children until when I was wrapping until 2 in the morning, I went, what am I doing? This is for me. To think I'm giving them something. They didn't need it. I did it for me. I was wrong.
Yeah. And that thing that I think I found unusual was the fact that the kids basically were just tearing packages apart to see what was next and moving on to the next thing.
Yes, so. And we have found in interviewing kids that, and we have on our site a book written by our president, What Kids Want That Money Can't Buy.
Hmm.
When you talk to them, and you talk to them about the holidays, and I really suggest families sit together and ask children what do they want, no matter how young they are, you won't get presents. Maybe you'll get a silliness from the kids, but what you will get is more time with my parents. More time to have my friends over.
Interesting.
A sense of sitting at the table and having that meal together and knowing people are relaxed. Children recognize that. They don't necessarily start with that hype. I think we give it to them.
Well, we're talking with Diane Wood, who's the executive director of NewAmericanDream.com, and we're talking about how you can consciously consume over the holidays here. But now let's kind of expand this out and let's talk about the dream for America and the world. What are you really? You're working at many different levels to bring this out. And let's take about a minute and kind of talk about your larger mission and what you hope to accomplish here in the future.
Sure, we're really about changing the way Americans consume, what they buy, and how much. And we do that in several ways. We help people get their lives in balance. We do feel people have gotten caught in a work and spend cycle, and they've lost a sense of their priorities. So it does produce over-consuming. And we also bring green products to people and bring people to those products. We're about really influencing the market. We're trying to increase the environmentally responsible products that are available to people. And you do that by demonstrating to manufacturers that there actually are people out there who want those products, and then giving people easy access to those products. We have on our website a section called Conscious Consumers, where you can go one-stop shopping to find the good products, and we link people to any of those products that we think are environmentally responsible. And lastly, we're about giving our members a voice, allowing people to speak out, say, this is something that I just don't want to see happening any longer. Our coral reefs are declining, our polar caps are melting faster than we thought, so we give people a chance to say, stop this madness. And we also opportunities, and we're really about the positive, which is allowing people to write a manufacturer company and say, well done, keep this up. And that gets to our cars. And that's what we're doing with promoting the hybrid electric vehicle technology, alternative fuels. And we have an opportunity for people who visit our site to write the auto manufacturers and say, we want more alternative fuel vehicles that are good for us, provide our needs, and help us be a good steward of the planet.
One of the things that you do that I think is so interesting is the fact that you really try to reach out to the manufacturers and educate them and let them know that actually we want these alternatives, we want changes. And that brings us to one of the most amazing things I've run across recently, which I'm just thrilled about because it's very mainstream. It appeals to the kind of materialistic interest that we do have, but in a conscious way. And that is the fact that you're trying to now influence the automobile manufacturers to hear from Americans and hear from us about what we want. And this is about, by the way, the website is www.newdream.org, so go there. And then let's talk about this upcoming contest. This is really cool.
Yes, the contest is underway, and what we're doing is offering anyone in the United States an opportunity to qualify to win a 2005 Prius.
Wow.
What we're looking for in order to compete and to enter is a slogan that is 10 words or less that we can use to communicate to the auto manufacturers that Americans are serious about wanting hybrid electric technology for their cars. And it's as simple as that. 10 words or less. It's pretty easy. 2 clicks. Get on to newdream.org. Visit our What's New site, and you'll see exactly where to go to enter for winning a Prius. and then submit your 10 words or less slogan. What we're really looking for is something that catches the auto manufacturer's attention, that we can go national with this. It speaks out and says, I'm a potential buyer of this. I want this car. I want it for myself, for my children's future, and I want to see more of them.
So there's a link, by the way, on today's show page, which says learn more and enter now. You can do that. It takes you to a form. And how many entries? And then fill out that form, and just, it gets emailed to you folks. Let's talk about how this is going to come together at the end point here.
That's right. It's going to close. The contest will close at about 11:59 on January 24th. And then we have a judging process among our board and staff, and we will narrow down the entries to the top 100. And then we will post the 100 about January 28th, and we're inviting all people who want to vote and rank them in the top three, ranking from 1 to 5. And then of those top three, one will be the grand prize winner selected by our organization, and the two others are People's Choice awardees who will be given a Better World Society auto insurance or bike insurance membership.
That's something that we'll have to talk about again on another program, because we're running out of time here, which is a very progressive auto insurance policy. We'll talk about that. So,
okay.
Listen, when this as we get closer here, we can certainly announce some of the winners on the Wild Side News.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Because we'll certainly keep that top 100 up and prominent, and we will be wanting to go national with this. So it'll be wonderful to collaborate with you.
Well, we've been talking with Diane Wood, Executive Director of NewAmericanDream.org. We've been making the case for conscious consuming, and when we come back, we're going to talk about trails. Thanks, Diane.
Thanks so much.
You bet.
Bye.